Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. It's really good to be here, and I am very honored, actually, to be here just to be able to present the word to you this morning on honoring. So I cover your prayers. This is the first time that I'm standing up before you, and I pray for, I cover your prayers. I thank God. I thank God for all of you. And we just want to honor God. God is our Father, today, there are three areas. And honor is a big topic, who we honor. And the three topics that I want to talk about tonight on this morning in honoring is how we honor God, first of all, and how God honors us, and how we honor one another. And before I start, I'm just going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to just take over. Father, I just submit this morning to you. I pray, Father God, for your presence in my life and in all of our lives, Father. I pray that you give me the words to speak. I pray that everything that I say is what you would want me to say, Father God. I pray for open ears to hear your word, Father, and that it would make a difference in every one of us, Father. I just submit it to you right now. In Jesus' name, come, Holy Spirit. Come with your power and your might. Fill me up, Lord. I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, first of all, I need my glasses. I need to see what I'm reading. Okay, what is the meaning of honor? It is to value someone. It includes the area of esteeming someone, showing deference, giving tribute to, recognition, preferring them, respecting them. The root of kabod, it literally means heavy or weighty, and the meaning is it's more common to give weight to someone, to honor someone, that is giving weight to grant a person a position of respect and even authority in one's life. While honor is an attitude of respect, courtesy, and reverence, it is also accompanied with obedience. Honor without obedience is incomplete. It is usually just lip service. But God the Father example is honored when people do the things that please him. Source of all honor is from God. God is our source, and he is the source of all honor. He's our creator, and his character as a loving father. God the Father has bestowed honor on Jesus, his son. By creating man a little lower than the angels, the granting of honor to others is an essential experience in all of our lives. We bestow honor on those for whom honor is due. The believer is to honor God, for he is the sovereign head of the universe, and his character is unsurpassed. So this is just the introduction in honoring God. God is our creator. He is the one that made us. He is the one that formed us in our mother's womb. And he is God. And all honor, glory is to him. And in Colossians 1:16 says, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven, on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." So we hold God in the highest esteem. We worshipfully glorify him, honor him by giving him first place in our lives. We put him first. Before anything else, we have to put God first. God is number one. We glorify him, we honor him, we praise him for who he is, And one of the ways to honor God is to be obedient to him. He has given us his word. He's given us the Ten Commandments. And he said to obey him. And when we obey him, we are honoring him. So his first commandment to us is to love him with our whole heart, our soul, our strength, And the second is to love our neighbors as ourselves. So when we obey this word, when we obey God's word to love him first, we are being obedient and we are honoring him. You know, we honor God because of who he is. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord who provides for us. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. He is God. He is God. He created everything that is created. You know, we're to worshipfully honor him and glorify him in everything that we do. And Jehovah Nissi is the Lord, our banner. And Jehovah Makadesh, the Lord who sanctifies, to make whole, to set apart for holiness. You know, the Lord says to consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am the Lord your God. You know, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of our peace. Jehovah Elohim, Lord God. Jehovah Tiskenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. You know, so he is God, and he's everything. He's everything that we need in this life. Everything we need to live from day to day, we need God in our lives for everything. And you know, when we put him first, everything else will fall into place. You know, so I just wanted to impress that on you, that once he is first place in our lives, he will work everything else out for us. You know, and we trust him as we trust and honor him and glorify him and praise him and worship him for everything that he's ever done for us and is doing and will do, you know. God the Father honored Jesus, his son. And, you know, when John the Baptist was, when Jesus went down into the water and John the Baptist was baptizing him, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him like a dove, and the Lord spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased." But God honored his Son, Jesus Christ. And the greatest honor that God has ever done for us as human beings is to send his Son into the world to die for us, to shed his blood that we could have a relationship again with the Father. You know, and this is the greatest honor that God has ever placed on mankind. You know, yes, in Genesis he said that he created us in the image of his Son, of himself. He created us in his image, you know. I'm just trying to find the scripture where it said that. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth." So that God is now honoring us. He is setting the example for us. In everything, before God asks anything of us to do, he sets the example first. He honors his Son. And when we accept Jesus Christ in our lives as our Savior and Lord, he honors us. He honors us, number one, by sending Jesus. Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood that we can come back to him. We can come back to him and have a life with him and a fellowship with him, because God wants to fellowship with us. God wants, you know, he wants to pour his love out upon us. He wants us to be a part of him. He wants us to be unity with him and his Son and the Holy Spirit together. That we are one. So we honor God. God honors his Son. And God honors us. And he's setting the example by honoring us, that we, in return, can honor one another. It said, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life." He chose us. And this is the greatest honor, and nothing can ever compare with it, for him to have chosen us as his children. And also, it says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." He not only saved us, but he called us his children, his sons and daughters, and he's honoring us by doing that. And Romans 8:16 says that the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So we are children and we are heirs. And God has given his life for us. He has sent Jesus to die on the cross that we can come back to him. So, you know, I want to impress on you that Father God, he sets the example. He gives us this the way to live. He gives it, he puts in our, he sets us to give us life and life abundantly. He gives us his life. He's put everything that he has in us through Jesus Christ, you know. And that is not to be taken lightly. You know, when you meditate on it, when you meditate on what he has done, you know, I want this to be impressed in our spirit, because before I go on to the other part about we honoring one another, you know, God, he honors us as his children. He didn't have to, but he loves us so much that he made us his children, and that's honoring us. You know, God says that we are the pearl of great price, that he sold everything he had to purchase us, that we are the apple of his eye. You know, he loves us. And I come to the part where we are to honor one another, which is a part that he really wants me to talk about, is how we honor one another. Because he honors us first. He set the example, and he wants us to honor not only him, not only his Son, his Holy Spirit, but to honor one another in how we live our day-to-day life, who we brush shoulders with every day, how we treat people every day. And in the scriptures, it tells how we are to honor one another. And first of all, he talks about husbands and wives. You know, how is a husband to treat his wife? How is a wife to treat her husband? You know, in 1 Peter 3:7, he says, "Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." And again, Ephesians 5:25 says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ has loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He also loves his wife as himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church." And it also speaks to the wife. The wife is to respect and honor her husband. You know, and a while ago the scripture said that, you know, if our husbands don't treat the wives that way, their prayers are hindered. You know, so there is God has set this in motion. You know, he says to love your wife, you know, and to dwell with them in peace, and to love them and honor them, and the wife to honor and respect and honor her husband. So, you know, when you're home, you know, treat your wife, treat your husbands with respect and honor. Lift them up, encourage them, you know, so that God can continue to work in your life. God can continue to, you know, dwell with them in unity, because unity commands a blessing on a relationship, in a marriage. You know, live with them in peace and unity, respecting one another, honoring one another. So it's very important for us as well, not for me because I'm not married, but for you, no, not yet, but for husbands and wives to honor, respect, and you know, just honor God in everything that you do, and you know, honor one another, so that you know your family will be blessed, your children will be blessed, because there's a blessing that comes when you walk in unity with God. You know, there's a blessing over your lives. You know, it's a commanded blessing. And the other honor he talks about is a child honoring parents. He says in Ephesians 6:1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment and promise, with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." So there's always blessing when we honor others. You know, children, honor your parents. You know, how do we treat our parents as people? How are we respecting, or do we answer back, or do we, you know, do we treat our parents with respect? Do we look after them and look out for them when they're older? You know, are we honoring them? You know? Don't worry about her. She's just my daughter. So, children, honor your parents that it may be well with you. So I just encourage you this morning, you know, whether your parents are older, you know, honor them, treat them good, go visit them, talk to them, you know, and help them in any way that they need help, you know, and encourage your children to honor you, you know, correct them that they can honor you, because that's what the word says to do. So when they're, you know, answering back, you talk to them, let them know what God's word says. You are to honor your parents, that it may be well with you, that you will have a long life on this earth. So do you want to live long? Honor your parents. Thank you, Lord. You are so good. Thank you, Father. And parents, the word to parents too, let's honor our children. Do not provoke them to wrath, the Bible says. You know, we're supposed to provide for them, provide their needs as when they're young. You know, so and God will, as we honor God, God will cause that provision to come in for you to look after your children. You know, and we treat our children with respect too. We don't pull them down. We don't speak negative words over them. But we speak positive and we lift them up and we encourage them. You know, even when it's hard, we still do it because we have to honor God and what God says in his word. You know, sometimes I know it's really difficult because, you know, I have 4 children. And sometimes you really get, you lose it. But, you know, but God is good. And he will give us the ability to do this and to lift up our children and to encourage them and to, you know, lead them and guide them in the way that they should go. This is a responsibility that God has given us over children. So we don't take it lightly, because we want to honor God. We honor our children too. They're people. They're his children also. You know, we have to think about that. They're not just our children. He loves them more than we could ever do. You know, and he wants them to treat them with respect and honor too. It says in 1 Corinthians 12:14, "For the children not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children." So he's telling us how we are to look after, you know, our parents, our children. Okay, in other areas is in our workplace, where we work. Those that we work for. How are we treating those that are rubbing shoulders with us at work? You know, how are we treating our boss? Are we talking behind his back? Are we pulling him down? God wants us to honor all men. You know, yes, I agree. Sometimes they don't treat us right, but that does not give us the excuse to speak behind their back or to dishonor them. Because with honor comes dishonor when we disobey. And we want to also, you know, God will honor that. And God is the one that promotes us in our workplace. You know, but when we are speaking negative and pulling people down, or pulling our bosses down, pulling the people that we work with down, that's dishonoring God. We want to honor God by how we treat each other. Um, And the other thing, which I know Alexandra spoke on, and I know others will be speaking on treating, honoring leaders, those who are above us. So I'm not going to go a lot into in how we honor leaders, because there are going to be others talking more in more depth about leadership and how we honor leaders. And I know Alexandra spoke last week about how we honor God with our bodies and in different areas. So, but I just, what the Lord has impressed in me is, how are we treating one another, you know? And that's what I want to get across to you, that we treat each other with love and honor and respect, because that is what God would want us to do. You know, the worker honors his boss by doing good ethics. You know, and Scripture says, let as many bondservants as are under the yoke count their masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. So the examples that we set for others by how we treat them. You know, if we're treating them bad and we're calling ourselves Christians, what are we doing? We are dishonoring God. We're dishonoring his name. So we're to treat people with respect, you know, those who are around us, those who we work for. And the other thing is, how do we treat one another? You know, it says that to honor other Christians, make it a habit of life. How we treat one another, let it become a habit. You know, let us lift up one another and treat each other good. Do not gossip about each other. Do not go behind someone's back and you know, defame them, no matter who it is. You know, pray about it. If you have a problem, pray about it. Take it to the Lord, but do not speak to others about somebody else. Do not gossip. That is dishonoring to God. You know? It says, in honor, giving preference to one another. Romans 12:10 says, be kindly affectionate to one another and with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. So you esteem someone higher than yourself. You give honor to somebody, you know. Yeah, give them, you know, esteem them higher than your own self. It says practical steps in honoring. It says the basic idea to honor other Christians as a habit of life. Our goal is to make one another look good and sound good. We're to make others look better than us. That's honoring that person. And God looks in this, and he's pleased when he sees when we do those things. That we're not pulling each other down, but we're lifting each other up. This is honoring also to God. Our actions and how we treat each other either honors God or is dishonorable to God. You know, so we have not only think that we're treating each other, but what is God saying about how we're treating one another? So we're not only look at ourselves, but what's God saying? You know. So, practical steps, it says, to reject a love of attention, position, or titles. So do not crave after attention. Do not crave after the position. Or do not crave after titles. You know, God is the one that will promote you. When he sees that your spirit, your how you treat one another, how you live, God is the one that promotes, and he will open the doors because he's God. He loves us so much, and he wants us to prosper. You know, he wants us to be in health. He wants everything that is good he wants for his children. You know, and he is the one that will promote us. So we don't strive after these things. We don't strive after the titles or the attention. God is the one that is going to do that. He will give you the attention. He will pour his love into you. He will pour his spirit into you, you know. So our focus is not on ourselves. It's on others, you know. Determined to be a servant to other Christians. How can I help you? How can I serve you? How can I help you to achieve your goals? You know, because when you're helping somebody else, automatically the blessings are going to come. It's just an automatic thing with God, you know. It says, decide that other Christians are more significant than you are. It says, the scripture here says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. And that's Philippians 2, verse 3. You know, consider others better than yourself. It says, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. So when you're helping somebody else to rise up, you know, somebody is downcast, help them, pray for them. You know, help them to the spirit of depression to go, or the spirit of you know, whatever is pulling them down to go and pray for them. Because that is what God expects of us as Christians. In helping one another, we lift each other up. Because we're all his children. He says when one of us hurts, we all hurt. So when we lift everybody else up, we're lifting ourselves up automatically too. So it's not something we strive after. One of the ways it says, meditate, when we meditate and we on Christ's example, how he honors us, you know. I mean, just think, he is God of the, he created everything. He's our Father, and yet he still looks out for the little incy-wincy things about our lives. You know, we pray, we cry out to him. He says in troubles to cry unto him. You know, and he will come and he will honor us and he will help us and he will heal us and he will do all those things. Who he is, that's who he is. He's love. And love does all those things. So when we meditate on what he has done for us, who are we to dishonor anyone else? You know, we're just, you know, he says we're nothing without him. But when we have him, we are everything. In him, in Jesus, because we have Jesus, we are everything. You know, and we're to help each other. I'm almost done. I'm almost through my notes. So. just different ways on how we honor. You know, we honor those who are in authority over us, you know, by obeying. One of the greatest things, ways we can honor is through obedience, as I said, as we obey God, as we obey our leaders, you know, our employers, we do what they want us to do. Everything, it's obedience. You cannot separate obedience from honoring, because honor, obedience is when we honor, when we do what they have asked us to do. We're honoring. And when we honor those in authority with the law, you know, we're obeying the law. We're not breaking the law. We're not speeding, maybe. and, you know, we're not stealing. We're not doing the things that are dishonorable. But we're doing what God wants us to do, to be obedient to the law of the land. You know, it says a politician honors those who voted him in by listening to their needs and doing something about the needs. Maybe. But that's the way God intended it to be. And we're not saying that's the way it is all the time. But that's the way God intended that those who are in leadership over us, too, that they should be honoring us by listening to our needs and doing those things that we need to do. A friend honors his friendship of another by not gossiping about that friend. You know, we don't go and gossip and speak behind anybody else's back, you know, because that's dishonoring to God. And your prayers will be hindered if we do that. So we want our prayers to be answered, and so we don't do that. We don't gossip and we don't murmur. Does a neighbor honors his neighbor by being there and helping his neighbor? You know, the second commandment that God says to love our neighbor as ourselves is the first is to love him with our whole heart, and then the second is to love our neighbor as ourselves. So when we are loving our neighbor as ourselves, we're honoring our neighbor, because if you love someone, you're not going to hurt them, right? You're going to love them, and you're going to do and help them in any way that you can. You know, and sometimes we have to die to ourselves to be able to even do that, because sometimes there are people out there that are not really nice. And sometimes you just have to look past that and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do here? And do what God wants you to do and honor them and help them. It says, a brother honors his sister by looking out for the best interests of his sister. A pastor honors his congregation by giving them assurance and helping them in needy times. And when we honor, there are automatic rewards and blessings that come to us. You know, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. Where I am, there my servant will be. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him. And that's just John 12:25-27. So when we honor, when we serve God and follow him and do what he says, he will honor us. It says in 2 Timothy 2:20-22, it says, but in a great house they are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, from the dishonor, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So when we cleanse ourselves from things that are dishonorable and doing things that are not honorable, you know, we're cleansing ourselves from that. And God looks on that and honors us because we do that. It says, glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good. So there is automatic blessings that come upon us when we're doing what is right in God's eyes. I know we still have a lot of time left. in summarizing everything, that honoring others comes out of a heart of love. We cannot love without honoring. And we cannot honor without first loving, because we're told to love. God has told us to love one another. We cannot honor someone if we don't love them. So love and honor goes together. You know, we have to love, then we can honor. God has placed his love in our heart. He shed abroad his love in our heart. He's given us the ability to love one another. You know, and when we depend on him, even in times where it's difficult, you know, in situations where it's difficult, if we depend on him and if we call upon his name, he'll give us that ability to love one another, to lift one another up, to help one another. He says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because God, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. And that's Romans 5:5. So he doesn't tell us to do something without first giving us the ability to do it. You know, he's showing us how to do it. So, honor, as I said, comes from the heart, and it works out in your life through your speech, your thoughts, your actions. You know, God has given us a commandment to love him with our whole heart, soul, mind, strength, and we're to love each other as ourselves, or hold each other in high esteem. And when we practice this, when we put this into practice, God honors that. And as we begin to know this, truth, it says when we have truth, we become free. So when we start doing these things and meditating on the things that God wants us to do, that we start changing our attitude. You know, we're going through these character building sessions in our cell groups. And I want to encourage everyone to go into cell groups, because it is so amazing how these little things affect our lives. And we're building our character in these lessons that we're learning in our cell groups. And when we start to see the little things that are pulling us down, and we make these little adjustments to not do them anymore, you know, we're building our character. And God is seeing that. And we're becoming better people because we're doing what God wants us to do, you know. So we begin to change our speaking, how we speak to one another. How we begin to, the thoughts that we have. We pull down every negative thought that will come against the word of God. And we begin to replace it with positive thoughts for one another. So there, in his word, he tells us how we're to do all these things. You know, speak to each other with respect. You know, do not pull anyone down. And hold each other in high esteem. And when we do these things, we're honoring God. And that is the whole purpose of this message, is how we honor God. When we honor one another, we're honoring him. And I know sometimes, you know, we're human beings. I mean, sometimes, I know all the time we are human beings. But sometimes we do... we get offended because sometimes someone doesn't honor us when we think that they should. For example, when children speak to us in a rough way or a way that's not right, and we think, you know, you've done everything for this person, and this person does not honor you by talking to you the way, or answering you back or whatever, sometimes we can become offended. Or if a friend speaks to you, you know, pull you down or whatever, we become offended. And that's just a natural human thing. We will get offended, you know. But we have to remember that offense will come. But we have to throw these offenses onto the Lord and say, Lord, you know, we go to him in prayer and we just lay it all before him and allow the healing from God to come. You know, and we walk in forgiveness to one another. We allow God's forgiveness to rule in our lives, forgiving one another, because offenses will come from people who treat us wrongly. So, in summary, let us all honor each other so that God, in the end, will be honored, and that the blessings will flow in our lives, that God wants to prosper us, he wants to help us, he wants to heal us, he wants to do everything for us in our lives, you know. So in closing, I just want to pray with everyone. If we'll all stand up and we can just pray. Maybe find somebody else to pray with and have an agreement that we are going to treat each other with respect. We're going to treat one another the way God wants us to treat one another as Christians, so that he will be glorified and he will be honored, because it's all about him. It's all about what he wants to do in our lives, to change us, to, you know, to make us more like him, because that is the whole thing of being more like Jesus. You know, so let us, you know, maybe get a few people and pray with each other and just make a declaration that we will honor each other, we will honor God, and we will live in peace and harmony with everybody. Okay, Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for who you are. You are our God. You are our maker. You created us for everything, Father God. You created us, Lord. You made everything that is made, Father. And we just honor you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for everything that you have done, Lord God, for who you are, Father. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You said to call upon you in times of trouble, and you will heal us. You will deliver us from trouble, Father. So we thank you, Father God. We honor you for who you are. We thank you, Father God. We praise your name, Father. And I thank you for every one of us that are here, Father. You see our hearts that are open towards you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for changing us. We thank you for coming into our hearts. We thank you for healing us and helping us in every way, Father. everything that we need. You are everything. You're our all in all. You're everything that we need, Lord. And we look to you, Father. We praise your holy name, Father. We know that we cannot do anything on our own. Father, we declare our need of you. You are our God. You are our Father. Jesus, we thank you for dying on the cross for us. We thank you that you gave your life for us, Father. Jesus, we honor you, because that was the greatest honor that you have placed on mankind. And we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.